Judge Martinez, what about the evidence?
Yes. So when we talk about the evidence, remember that the applicant is the one that has the burden of proof, and the applicant must show that the error claim contributed to his conviction or to his punishment. And of course, we all know as far as the evidence that could be presented, those are going to be affidavits, the records from the trial, any depositions, interrogatories, or live testimony. But what we really like you to consider is what is not evidence, to make sure that you're just not presenting that, because if you only present that, your writ is going to get denied or dismissed. So there are three things that are not evidence. Allegations are not evidence, agreements are not evidence, and stipulations are not evidence. To illustrate those points, you can check ex parte MP. On that case, there was an issue regarding a deadly weapon finding on the judgment, and the applicant submits his application, and the application is sworn, and it complies with all the formatting rules. However, it's just the applicant saying, hey, there should not have been a judgment with a deadly weapon finding, and at that point the court says, we're not providing us any evidence, we're just alleging that that's what happened, and that no one is, or that everyone is in agreement as to that. And then we have ex parte Grant. An ex parte Grant is a pretty significant case where it was a murder conviction. Later on, someone else confesses to that murder, and there is a tape confession of that new person alleging or saying that that person committed the murder. So everyone is in agreement that the applicant was not the person committing the murder. However, when the case goes to the Court of Criminal Appeals, the actual confession wasn't included in the record for the court to review. And therefore, the court had no other option than send the case back for everyone to get together the evidence, send the evidence up again, and only then was the court able to grant relief in that case. And then finally, when it comes to stipulations, ex parte Matthews is an example of an officer who has been found to be lying on cases related, drug-related cases. And there's a stipulation that, in fact, that officer has been lying on several of those cases, and perhaps those cases should not be considered because of his behavior previously. However, the applicant in this case only provides that as a stipulation, but it doesn't submit any evidence supporting the facts that that stipulation should be applied to his own case, and therefore the Court of Criminal Appeals sends the case back for the trial court to allow the parties to develop those facts for the court to later review the case.
You will always almost always submit your evidence in the trial court. And the one exception is if the case has already been filed and set in the Court of Criminal Appeals and then you come across some evidence there at the last minute, then you'll have to look at Rule 73.7 and jump through those hoops to file a motion to either supplement in the trial court or to have the Court of Criminal Appeals consider evidence that you file in the Court of Criminal Appeals itself, which I've not seen happen, I don't think, yet. So hopefully you're not going to come across evidence that late in the game, because those requirements under 73.7 are very particular, and you've got to justify your failure to have discovered the evidence sooner, and you just don't want to have to be in that position. So do your investigation as thoroughly and as early as you can. But let's say that you are in that general category where you're submitting your evidence in the trial court, then the district clerk is supposed to finally transmit the record to the Court of Criminal Appeals. You cannot trust that that's actually what happened. And this may be the most important thing that I tell you if you're an applicant or representing an applicant. You need to go to the Court of Criminal Appeals website, use the attorney portal, and check the record once it has supposedly been transmitted up to the CCA. For some reason, sometimes the whole record isn't given to us. Exhibits are not attached, or they're just left off. And you need to just be sure that we do actually have your exhibits. If you attached them to your application or you otherwise submitted them to trial court, make sure they actually came to us. You also need to check your visual exhibits and make sure that they came to us in the form that you submitted to them in the trial court, because sometimes, for reasons that aren't clear to me, I understand that they don't always make it in the same condition that you gave them to the trial court. Another little sticking point can be Rule 9.10, the sensitive data rule. We've recently seen where some exhibits were overly redacted, purportedly under Rule 9.10, and the exhibits were just completely obliterated. And you don't want to do that to your own exhibits, and you don't want anybody to do that to your exhibits. And if that does happen, you can forestall any problems by following up on the record when it gets to the Court of Criminal Appeals. So don't just rest on the assumption that the clerk will take care of it. Sometimes they mess up. Now, I do want to say also, I want to direct this to the state, evidence is not just for the applicant. And if you're representing the state in a case where you have countervailing evidence about how this Brady claim has no merit or the ineffective assistance of counsel claim doesn't have merit, whatever the claim is, if you've got some countervailing evidence, you get to put that in the record too. Don't wait until the Court of Criminal Appeals has granted relief on a one-sided record because that's all we had in front of us and then file a motion for reconsideration and say, oh, well, we have all this evidence and you need to know this. We'd rather make a ruling on a complete record because that's the just thing to do, but if that's not available to us, we can't really, you know, do much about that. And while a motion for reconsideration can be granted, you might run the risk of the Court of Criminal Appeals taking the you snooze, you lose kind of approach to your failure to submit the evidence early. So I know a lot of times, some counties just don't